Do you find it embarrassing to have to learn from someone you think should be learning from you? That happened to my friend Sally. She and her neighbor, who was not a Christian, were going out to play in a doubles tennis tournament. Sally was a very dedicated, sincere Christian, and one of the reasons she was getting together with this neighbor was to build a relationship and explain the good news of Christ. To make conversation, Sally commented about how cold it was, and her neighbor agreed. But when Sally complained a second and then a third time about the chilly weather, her neighbor said, "Oh, toughen up." To Sally, it was like a friendly slap on the cheek. Imagine, here was a woman Sally wanted to help, having to tell Sally to stop complaining. Now, the neighbor had not studied the Bible and was really not interested in it. Sally had prayed for her many times and wanted to influence her for Christ. But in this instance, she ended up being the learner instead of the teacher. And you know what happened? Sally toughened up, quit complaining, but never forgot the lesson. You can pick up good counsel from just about anybody if you'll ask God for a teachable spirit and then keep open and alert. I've learned important things from my children and grandchildren, and maybe you have too. But I'll bet you're sometimes reluctant to tell them so. I know some parents whose pride makes it impossible for them to listen to their children at all. And I've met plenty of Christian young people who won't listen to their own parents because they don't respect their wisdom. Friends, if you keep your heart tender toward God, He'll teach you wisdom everywhere you go and from people you might never expect. There's an amazing verse in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider his ways and be wise." The ant? Yes, God says you can gain wisdom from the lowly ant. Now, for counsel on serious spiritual matters, sure, seek the best godly counselors you can find. That's important. But don't make the mistake of going through life with a closed mind. With a humble heart, God will teach you, sometimes using the most unlikely sources. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.